and a lot of information about what your child is doing in education.
Right. And I understand what you're saying. And they've taken away the basic, general, and advanced, and they changed it now to applied courses, academic courses, and open courses. And then that's for the grade 9 and 10. And for the grades 11 and 12 now, it's university preparation, university college preparation, workplace preparation, and open. So basically, they're taking away that general, basic, and advanced, and they're pushing you into applied courses or academic from the beginning. And then in grade 11 and 12, you have a choice of whether or not you want to go on and take the training towards university or college. If you want to go into the workplace, and this open, it's not clear to me, but there is another passage there. I understand. Mm-hmm.
So you would concur that basically the essence remains the same, but the form has changed. That now what we were seeing was before there looked like there was some flexibility for moving from one stage of education level to another. Now it's pretty narrow in terms of what you do. And of course, by the time you hit grade 11, if you are not doing your 80% or more in courses, you will never be able to get into a university preparation course.
And furthermore, if you don't pass that literacy test, excuse me, you're not moving forward even in high school. So they're making it a lot more difficult. It may seem the same the streamlining was for the last 10 years, but for myself, I'm looking at this, it's like they're trying to weed out people from even finishing high school, you know, before any their career even begins, if they've got to take this literacy test in grade 10. That's just my point of view on this.
Yeah. It's in terms of education all around, I mean, there is a quote that says you need to demand your education, and education is not just about skills, it's about life experience, it's about critical thinking, and all of the relevant choices that people need to make in order to be contributing members of the society. And our students need to be much more critical thinkers than we have already.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that caller was good. Thank you, caller, for calling. We don't get your name or anything, but we appreciate your call. All right, Jackie?
Okay. As I was saying, with these new changes, and as difficult as they're making it, they have a section that says, what if my interests change? Would you like to read it?
Sure, I'd like to read it. So this is out of that book again, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, here's what they say. Over the course of your 4 years in high school, your interests and goals might change as you gain experience and learn about new career options. Okay, let me just stop with this. Let's put a little scenario. Kelvin is in grade 9. His dad is a dentist. He all his life, he's been watching his dad be a dentist. He must be a dentist. Okay, good. Grade 10, 11 comes around. He's seeing that his other friend is architect. Or his teacher's saying, Kelvin, you have such a great skill in drafting. Maybe you should become an architect. And he already planned out his way to be a dentist. Big difference, different tools. Okay, different money. Okay. If this should happen, you will be able to change pathways by taking a transfer course. Not like a transfer on a bus at the TTC. This is different. Transfer courses will allow students who are taking one type of course in grade 10 or 11 to switch to another type in the same subject in the next grade. It's Jackie, hold on. Stop me when I'm laughing here, but doesn't this sound like you're gonna because you're gonna be penalized for
change? Yes, that's exactly what it is.
And what are you getting, a half credit? The work
total exactly credit? What they're trying to do.
You're not punkering.
They're trying to stress the fact that you should know what you want to do from grade 9, because even if your interests change and you say, look, I don't want to be that dentist anymore, I want to be an architect, you're going to have to work harder for less credit. You will not get the full credit. The transfer courses will be focused and shorter than the regular courses. They're designed to cover only the additional course content that bridges the gap between the two course types. Transfer courses will be delivered in a variety of ways. Students will receive a partial credit for a successfully completed transfer course. Credits earned through transfer courses will qualify as optional credits towards the diploma requirements.
And this is almost like Flintstone days. In grade 9, you're gonna they're set in stone what you're gonna have for the rest. for the rest of your school year.
Right.
And or school term. And then say grade 10, 11, you change your mind like, okay, we got to take that stone back. We got to change that stone because you had that set in stone. And we're going to penalize you for wasting our time.
Right.
That's exactly what they're saying.
Well,
that's what I think. I don't know. I don't know what they're planning there. But it just sounds so odd because if you change your mind, you have to work to another credit, a transfer course. Why can't you just do a regular course?
Okay. And also, they're suggesting if you do decide to change your course, that the best thing for you to do is to talk to the teachers, principals, and guidance counselors, or to your teacher advisor. And another feature to this new Ontario high school program is the introduction of teacher advisory program in the schools across the province. Your teacher advisor will work closely with you and your parents to help you plan your courses, set goals, and keep track of your progress. So they're doing everything in their power to make you create a straight line and then to stay on that line. So any curve in it, you will be penalized.
Hmm. Okay.
There was an interesting article by Michelle Cho, and it was in the Catch the Flavor. This is the September back to school issue. And I'd like to read a little bit about a little section of it.
Well, before you do that, okay. I'm going to remind callers that if you have any comments,
uh-huh.
Again, the number is
595-1655.
All right.
Okay. There, we mentioned a little bit about the mandatory volunteering or the community involvement,
yeah.
And the fact that you do need to have 40 completed hours, recognized hours, to get your high school diploma. And this is Michelle Cho's view of that. If you're starting grade 9 this September, then this is for you. Did you know that in order to graduate, you'll need a minimum of 40 hours of volunteer work over the course of your high school career? That's 40 hours of unpaid mandatory work that you'll have to do just to get your high school diploma. No, this isn't the same as co-op placement credit, nor is it the same as work experience through the Ontario Youth Apprenticeship Program. This is a brand new program to the high school curriculum, and you'll have to complete these 40 hours in addition to your other required high school credits. Here's the deal. You can't be paid for your involvement. The hours must be done outside of regular school hours, i.e. lunch break, after school, weekends, or holidays, and completion of the hours must be confirmed by the organizers or person supervising you. So you'll need some proof or documentation that you've done the hours and what you've done. Then that gets submitted to your principal for review. The principal will decide whether the time you put in and the activity you participated in is legitimate or not. Your activities must meet the requirements of both the ministry and the board. To avoid future hassles, keep a good record of your activities and your time. You can get forms supplied by your school. And lastly, make sure you get signatures from your parents or guardians. A signed acknowledgement by the person or representative of the organization involved and your own signature. The idea behind the community involvement requirement is to encourage students to develop awareness and understanding of civic responsibility and of the role the students can play in supporting and strengthening their communities. Still sound like a raw deal? Hate your older siblings because they got away without doing time? Well, consider this. You might be happy to know that you can do your volunteer community involvement activity just about anywhere. You can choose from business, not-for-profit organization, public sector institutions, hospitals, and informal settings too. So choose something and somewhere where you'll know you'll have a good time, learn something, and can contribute to your community. Michelle Cho.
Michelle Cho, that was wonderful. That was great. Okay, well, after hearing that, the 40 hours of community involvement, is that what it is?
Yes, community involvement. Mm-hmm.
And hospitals and daycare centers, everything like that?
Anything. And as long as you get a signed record of it.
And that's for the whole school term, like from grade 9 to 12.
Yeah, so that's like, what's that, 3.5 hours a semester for 4 years, I believe.
Yeah, because I don't, yeah. Well,
however you break it down.
I'll strip. I'm cool with that. I'm up for it because there's a lot of students out there who could benefit from this instead of playing video games.
That's right.
But then again, they're the same guys who are still being active. And yeah, well, actually, no. I could see where the politicians or the people who came up with this idea, where they're coming from. I'm cool with that. I do believe that students should go out and get involved in the community. I know a lot of people who live in an area, they have no clue who lives there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of people who they can get to meet, and it could be potential employers in the future. These people can hook them with the jobs if they just stick with them. I don't know. I'm uncool with that.
That's my view as well. I think as young people, we should contribute to our community in some way. And even though this feels like a forced issue, it is only 40 hours over 4 years. That's nothing. That's nothing out of your day. And even if the complaint is, oh, we got to do it on our own time, what are you doing on Saturday and Sunday that you can't spend an hour this week or that week in a year for 3 weeks,
I know.
Learning something new and applying it to your educational package and to your personal experience on a whole, to your resume even.
Yeah, this would be wicked. Good on your resume. This will be good on your resume.
Okay.
Well, we'll cut to a track. We'll cut the music track, and we'll return.
595-1655.
Yeah.
Loyal fans and newfound followers, what's up, y'all? Hello, how are you doing out there? You chilling? I'm with it. Oh, by the way, the album's out. Go get it. We went to the studio, and then we made a video. We didn't make a movie, though. Maybe the next year or so, yo. I got a message for my fans and friends. The last album was dope, y'all. And here we go again. Thank you. We're back again, and we're planning on rocking you 10 times harder than any other crew can. Jeff is like Conan, I'm like Tarzan. In other words, wherever we go, we're running a show. But no, seriously, it's been a while since we dropped one, but it's out now. Go buy the album. If you bought the last one, you know it was Crush. But if you didn't, man, you must not know what you're missing, friend. The last album was Death, y'all, and here we go again. Just straight out, we can't allow them to go out like that. Our music is too deaf. We produce hit records right and left. Daytime, nighttime, death beat, death rhyme, chorus line, bass drum, snare drum, bass line. All of this makes our records rock till the parties end. And here we go again. Started asking what's taking so long, but y'all to put another record out for the airwaves. I said, hold up, let me explain. When you hear a record on your radio station, it's probably getting played all throughout the nation. But we got lucky, ours is playing Germany, France, Japan, Sweden, London, Italy. So therefore, we had to go on tour, city after city, encore, encore, bravo, bravo. Sorry, we gotta go. We got another show tomorrow night in Rio. The point I'm trying to make is to let you all know it takes a long time to travel the globe. But now we gotta start this whole process all over again. The last stop was Step, and here we go again.
Any last words about this?
Well, the Star looked at the changes brought in by the Progressive Conservative Party, and the government didn't meet the August deadline.
Hold on. The Star, Toronto Star?
Yes, excuse me.
Progressive
Toronto Star.
And the PC, huh?
They looked at the changes brought in by the PC party.
Like I said, I knew it was them. All right, yeah.
The first problem was that the curriculum was late.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to be complete and signed off by last Christmas.
Uh-huh.
That didn't happen till March. But the curriculum was not only late, it lacked some critical pieces. Most important were course profiles providing detailed guidance on what to teach and how, what resources to use, and what to grade students on at the end of the year. It would have been far better to delay the curriculum, excuse me, for a year. The government didn't meet the August deadline. The teacher institutions had only the first 40% of the course profiles to work with, enough to get teachers to mid-October in schools with the semester system. Now, complete course profiles have begun to appear in dribs and drabs. Texts have started to roll off the presses, but most teachers won't have a chance to read them, much less consider how to use them before courses start. And the next 3 years aren't ready either. So teachers still won't know what has to be taught this year to prepare students for those years. That's just something to look at. So we shouldn't really stress our teachers too much. They're under a lot of pressure as it is. These changes are coming just as fast to them as they are to you.
Definitely. All right. I guess that's today's show.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you, Kelvin.
Yeah, that's me. And we have to thank our wicked, amazing man, Techie.
Dave!
All right. RP Plus has been brought to you by Regent Park Focus. I, Youth, produce video and Catch the Flavor newspaper. Thank you guys for tuning in. Please stay tuned for Canada Again. That's it.
No, I forgot.
RP Plus is a spoken word news show produced by culturally diverse youth in the Regent Park area. Produced by the Regent Park Focus Coalition, the show profiles the art and culture of young people as well as issues to do with youth, health, the Regent Park, and other urban communities. Tune into the voices,
music,
and poetry
of urban community youth
on Regent Park Plus.
Tuesdays
at 7:30 p.m.
on CKLN 88.1.